This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has revised the schedule for Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Uttar Pradesh. In a social media post, Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwa, said that as per the revised schedule, the draft publication of the electoral roll will now be made on the 6th of January 2026. Earlier, the draft electoral roll was to be published on 31st of December 2025. The period for receiving claims and objections will remain open from 6 January to 6th of February 2026. The final publication of Uttar Pradesh's electoral roll will be done on the 6th of March. Mr. Rinwa said that the SIA process concluded in the state on December 26th. All enumeration forms have been received and digitized. Delhi government has approved the Delhi Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. Delhi's Chief Minister Rekha Gupta informed that the bill approved by the Delhi Cabinet aims to simplify compliance procedures and decriminalize minor violations, reduce the number of cases in the courts, and enhance administrative efficiency. She said that the bill will be passed in the upcoming winter session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly starting from the 5th of next month. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the trial run of the upcoming Vande Bharat sleeper train was conducted by Commissioner Railway Safety yesterday. Sharing a video of trial run, Mr. Vaishnav said in a social media post that the trial run was conducted between Kota Nagda section, in which the train ran at a speed of 180 kilometers per hour. The glasses of water placed inside the train remained perfectly still at the speed. Mr. Vaishnav said the water test demonstrated the technological features of this new generation train. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will attend the funeral ceremony of former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Khalida Zia in Dhaka today. Dr. Jayashankar will represent the government and people of India at the funeral. Khalida Zia, who was the first woman Prime Minister of Bangladesh, passed away in Dhaka yesterday. She was 80. Indian Army in 2025 reported significant advancements, highlighting key milestones in operational employment and deterrence. Following the Pahalgam terror attack, Operation Sindoor was launched in May 2025, in which 9 terrorist camps were destroyed and 7 were neutralized across the border. It also destroyed more than a dozen terror launch pads along the LOC. The Army also highlighted its progress in BrahMos and Pinaka systems. Russian President Vladimir Putin has recalled reservists to protect vital installations across the nation. The move comes after a massive Ukraine drone attack on his Valdai residence on Sunday night. As per a decree signed by Putin in 2026, citizens of Russian Federation serving in mobilization reserve of Russian armed forces will be sent to special training camps to ensure the protection of critical facilities and other vital infrastructure. In the decree, which came into effect immediately, Russian government has been instructed to determine a list of critical facilities and other vital infrastructures to be protected. Grandmaster Arjun Erigaisi suffered a shattering semi-final loss to top Uzbek player Nodirbek Abustatrov at the World Blitz Championship in Doha yesterday. 22-year-old Erigaisi settled for a bronze medal. With Erigaisi in stunning form and having already beaten Abdusatarov on day one of the competition, the Indian was expected to go on full steam. But things took a difficult turn for Erigaisi, who lost the semi-final 2.5-0.5. Defending champion Magnus Carlsen has stormed into the final to set up a title clash with Abdusatarov after defeating American Fabiano Caruana 3-1 in the other semi-final. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 international in Thiruvananthapuram last night. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.